One Hope, 30 Daily Devotions for Overcoming Loneliness. Day 2, Making Peace with Your Past, by Dr. Sandy C. Gregory. Scripture passage, He saith unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter is grieved because he said unto him the third time, Lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus saith unto him, Feed my sheep. John 21:17. As we age, we often become more spiritual. Our focus becomes relational, and we evaluate past and present relationships. We think about things that have happened in our past. We may have regrets because we caused something or reacted wrongly. Regrets can cause feelings of failure, disappointment, sorrow, guilt, shame, and blame. To regret something is to wish it had never happened. Regret can paralyze us both spiritually and emotionally. Peter the Apostle, original name Simeon, son of Jonah, was a disciple of Jesus who had a haunting regret. The night that Jesus was arrested and taken to Caiaphas, the high priest, Peter is said to have followed at a distance. After arriving, a fire was kindled, and Peter sat down near the light. A servant girl noticed Peter and identified him as being with Jesus. Peter denied it and said that he did not know Jesus. Later, another person saw Peter and said, You also are one of them. But Peter, a second time, denied knowing Jesus, saying, Man, I am not. Then, a third time, Peter was identified as being with Jesus and being a Galilean. Peter's response was, Man, I do not know what you are talking about. And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. As Jesus looked at Peter, Peter remembered what Jesus had predicted to him earlier that evening. Before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter went out and wept bitterly. Luke 22:54-62. How could Peter ever forget his actions that night? Tradition says that afterwards, Simon Peter would cry whenever he heard a rooster crow, and that he would wake up each night to pray during the hour he had denied Jesus. Peter's regret seemed greater than letting down another person, for he let down God in his triple denial of knowing Jesus. The story of Peter does not end in sorrow, guilt, or disappointment. As recorded in the Gospel of John, John 21:4-17, after Jesus' resurrection, Jesus appeared to the disciples on the Sea of Galilee and confronted Peter. Three times Jesus asked Peter, Do you love me? Peter declares his love for Jesus each time. Just as Peter had denied Jesus three times, Jesus asked Peter to affirm his love three times. Jesus tells Peter each time to continue on with his ministry and work. Jesus commands, help Peter to move on without the burden of guilt and regret. Likewise, our love for Christ is the only sufficient motive that will enable us to make peace with our past and stay the course in the future. Reflect upon the following. Why do you think Peter denied knowing Jesus three times? How do you think Peter felt about his words and actions in the aftermath of his decision? Consider taking the following action steps. list some sources of regret and then pray Psalm 32, Psalm 51, or Psalm 130 as a way to think about God's blessings to you. Dwell in God's grace and forgiveness. If your regrets are because of your actions toward someone, seek forgiveness and repair the relationship if possible, regardless of the other person's response. By asking forgiveness, you can know that you close the circle of regret, allowing yourself to move forward. One Hope is a production of North Carolina Baptist Aging Ministry. NCBAM is a ministry of Baptist Children's Homes of North Carolina.